This is Ian Plessis of the Guildford Spectrum. The final score today was Guildford City 2, Knapp Hill 1. I'm here with manager Donovan Chislett. He's probably very, very happy with the 3 points. What were your impressions of the game?
I thought we were really good tonight. There were obviously phases where we had the better of the game and there were phases where they had the better of the game, but I thought we were the better footballing team. I thought we could have won the game by a few more goals in the end. Even though in the last 20 minutes they had a lot of the play, I thought their play was quite direct and quite predictable, and I thought we dealt with that pretty well. Yeah, I was just really, really impressed with the character the boys showed and the spirits in the team. Obviously went 1-0 down first half and boys just kept going and going and going. So, no, really proud of them. Again, I think we can only get stronger too. You look at the likes of Dan Stewart, who scored 2 goals tonight, but still lacking in match fitness. You know, he's not 100% sharp yet. And we're missing a couple other players tonight too. But having said that, defensively, we looked a lot better tonight, a lot better. Obviously got our captain back, Jack Collins, and Harry Wells, who made his debut, was fantastic alongside him. So it's lots of positives for me tonight, for sure.
The equalising goal, I have to say, one of the best goals I've seen down here. I think the interplay and cross and the balls through, just some pure football there, I thought. Yeah.
No, for sure. I mean, we're working on that style of play in training a lot, to combine, to create good chances in the final third. It doesn't always come off. Non-league football doesn't always allow you to play that style of football all the time, but I think when we have the opportunity to and we recognise we can play that way, we need to do it, because very clearly that's what we're good at. We're not really a long ball team. So you're right. I mean, that goal in particular, good build-up play, Anthony Baker down the left, great cross into Dan Stewart, great header, great goal. And similarly, the second goal was well worked too. Lots of composure shown. I mean, I think it was Ant Baker who could have had the shot, took another touch, passed it into Dan, and then he just calmly slotted it in the corner. So, you know, I've seen loads of strikers panic in that situation, so it was really good. Yeah.
Holding on, as you were saying, but everyone was just trying to get their bodies in the way, and it seemed like you weren't going to give up that win, were you?
No, well, we spoke about our failings on Saturday, where we were 3-2 up with a few minutes to go and didn't manage the game properly, mainly, I think, a case of inexperience. So we made a point of being better in that respect and managing the game, seeing things out, putting our bodies in front of the ball, doing whatever it takes to win. And that's, I mean, I love to play good football, but when you need to dig deep and roll up the sleeves and do what you need to, that's for me equally pleasing.
Saturday away at Bagshot Lee, as you say, it was an experimental team in the League Cup game, lost 5-0. You'd be probably looking to change that statistic for the game on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, that game for me didn't even really count. I mean, it was a cup game. There were many experiments in that game in terms of players I'd never seen before, players that are obviously no longer here, but it was worthwhile in terms of gleaning just how good Bagshot Lee are, because they are a very, very good team. Their pitch is difficult to play on, but they play it really well. It's a massive challenge for us. It's on a similar level to going and playing Windsor away. So, but at least we've got something to work from today. So that's the encouraging thing. Yeah.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Donovan, and congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Ian. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.